Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 351. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So we are doing something a little different because I am at work because I have an event tonight. So if anyone's watching on the YouTube, you've seen my office.
Yes. So you can see Fozzie behind you. Fozzie and the monkeys.
Yes. And Kermit.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot there we can see.
So we should start by saying a little bit about the fun adventure we had last weekend.
I mean, it was amazing. Just amazing. I feel like you should tell me what I should focus on, because I feel like I could get into the details of the travel. I could get into the details of the crazy stuff that I did. You could get into the details of how you documented it.
Sure. So I guess let's start by saying, so we were invited to participate in this press event for the new Mark Wahlberg movie, Arthur the King, which is based on a true story about Michael Lindnord, who was an adventure racer. And in the middle of one of his races, he started getting followed by a dog, and they weren't supposed to have a dog, but the dog kept following them and there wasn't much they could do about it. And it kind of became this viral sensation. I think it was back in 2014. And so they invited us, and by us, of course, I mean you. They invited you to go to Catalina in California, and you participated in a Bear Grylls survival camp that was put on by the Bear Grylls team. And then we got to meet and hang out with Michael Lindnord, and we actually interviewed him. So this week, instead of a Dr. Jen or an Angelo from MetPro, we're going to talk with Michael Lindnord about his adventures with Arthur the King.
In theaters, March 15th.
There you go. And then, of course, you did this crazy survival thing where they had you doing zip lines and alpine climbs and making improvised stretchers and building shelter and kayaking. I mean, you were going nonstop for, I mean, what, 10 hours?
Yeah, it was 6:30 in the morning till 4:30 p.m. Like, it was a long day, like a really long day. But it was so much fun, and I learned so much, and I was really proud of myself because, like, I hung in there. I did all the things.
You absolutely did, and I hung in there by filming you.
Which I sincerely appreciated, because you got some really, really good footage that we would not have gotten otherwise. Now, to be fair, Lionsgate Films was also there, and they were getting footage of everyone, but they were getting footage of everyone. So it was kind of hard to capture every funny moment. Like, if Tom had not been there, nobody would have captured me eating a scorpion. Like, that would have been lost forever.
Yeah. And it was funny because for a minute there, you thought I had lost the footage. Like, sometimes I would go to hit record, but I wouldn't be on video setting. I'd be on photo. And so you thought I had missed the footage of you eating the scorpion.
I did. And I was so upset. Like, I was like, I literally, you guys, I was such a brat. I was like, why did I even do it? Like, it's nothing. Like, what is even the point? It's all worth nothing.
Oh, man, I'd have been mad too. If I'd have eaten a scorpion and, like, you didn't get the video footage when you were standing there making me think you got the video footage, like, I wasn't even mad at you for being mad, because I was like, yeah, that's fair. Like,
I knew you felt bad, but you found it. You found it.
I did find it. And phew. And so you had posted on Instagram a bunch of the footage of you doing that, all the things. So, like, people can go and find that on the gram if they want to see some of this, all the things you did. Cause I did get, I mean, I was taping you like all day long. And so we got a lot of really good footage. And, but then later in the episode, we will talk to Michael Lindnord for a few minutes about Arthur the King and his adventures and the movie and things like that. So, so, it, but before we get to that, we should remind people about our book club.
Yes, we are still reading Mel Robbins' 5 Second Rule. And we are going to be talking about this on March 12th. So that's next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're all going to sit down and discuss this. I saw this week, I didn't get to discuss it with Tina, but she was like, had some thoughts. So I was like, okay, we hold on. We got to wait for the event. You can't get there yet.
Okay. Also, before we get too far afield, let's talk bingo.
Ooh, yeah. We have our first bingo call out for the day. Our first bingo call out is Rebecca Kennedy. So that's bingo number one this week.
So what, pray tell, do you have in store for people this week?
So first of all, our guest this week is Celestine Rojas, and she is a huge, huge Peloton fan. She's also a Latin member of the community, not to mention she is very like in tune with all of the Spanish speaking instructors and part of the groups as well. So we're going to talk to her. Plus, she's got some amazing tips on how to take classes in any language. So you'll definitely want to make sure that you check that out. We also, of course, have our interview with Michael Lindnord. And if you're worried about that, don't worry. It's only a few minutes. Like, we didn't do two interviews like full length, like we kept it short. We also have some lawsuit news that we're going to be talking about, new features that Peloton is rolling out. And we have a bunch of instructors in the news. There's a lot of big stuff going on with the instructors this week, not to mention artist series. And there's some competitor news you're definitely going to want to hear, as well as some past guest updates.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, iHeart, wherever you find a podcast. You can find us while you're there. Be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. That's super helpful, and it helps people that come along after you let them know that we're worth checking out. So you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/theclipout. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Don't forget, you can watch these episodes on YouTube at youtube.com/theclipout. And you can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/theclipout, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content. If we get an episode early, you get an episode early, and the episodes are ad-free. And it's a great way to support the show, and it's super appreciated. It just helps us keep updating things like all the new fancy cameras that we are in the process of installing to keep the video looking even better. So thank you very much for the people who have subscribed. We greatly appreciate it. You can also sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com, where we send you the links and all that stuff, and just a weekly reminder that we exist. So there's all that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Checking out the competition.
So I think this might be the first time in the history of the show that we've started with a competitor news at the top.
I think you're right. I do. This is kind of crazy, though. Bowflex has, they have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they basically put themselves up for sale, and whoever the highest bidder is gonna be the new brand new owner of Bowflex. So a couple of interesting things about this, I thought. Now, we know that Bowflex has not had a great time the last couple of years. Apparently, I did not realize they had been looking for a buyer for them for since 2021, though. That was news to me. Yeah. So apparently, this is one of those situations where because they are filing for Chapter 11 so they can restructure their debt, that means that they are going to get a loan that provides them $9 million and have a new owner. So far, Johnson Health Tech has offered to buy them. Now, they are a Taiwanese company. They also have North American headquarters, and they have offered to pay $37 million. But it's interesting because you would also recognize Johnson Health Tech as Horizon Treadmills, Nordic Track. Those are umbrellas underneath Johnson Health Tech. So that doesn't mean they'll end up being the brand new owner, though, because it really does just come down to who's the highest bidder. Not to mention Bowflex owes $126 million in debt.
Okay, so that makes some sense as to why, like, to acquire them for $37 million doesn't really sound like that much money. But I guess if they owe $120 million, you're really acquiring them for $157 million.
Yeah, exactly. I know, $37 million. Well, that's a deal. That's a steal.
I mean, I will say for a brand name that's as recognizable as Bowflex, that seemed pretty low. Like I would have thought that company had a much greater value. But I think it speaks a lot to the shift that Peloton has caused in the home fitness market. I think Bowflex has kind of become an also-ran. Well, not kind of. I mean, clearly it has. And I can't help but feel like Peloton has completely shifted how people work out at home. That part of me is surprised that people want to keep the brand alive at all.
Yeah, that's fair. I also think, though, if you're somebody who already has all these brands, it's like, you can coast on these brand name recognition, right? There's always going to be people out there that continue to buy Bowflex, continue to buy Horizon, continue to buy Nordic Track. And if you own all of them, cha-ching, because now you're able to scale, you know, your ability to make all of these components and like make them work similarly. And I would think be able to use that to your advantage to, you know, get some savings when you're doing the manufacturing. I would hope that would be possible.
So you might not know the answer to this, but does Bowflex do anything that's not just kind of like the resistant type stuff? Do they have a treadmill or a bike, or is it all the kind of weird contraptions?
I thought they had multiple things, like similar to what Horizon has or what Nordic Track has. Like they have multiple things, but honestly, I did not look into that. So one of the reasons I think that, though, is because $60 million of their debts are owed to component suppliers and manufacturing partners. I would think that would be a smaller number if it was not so much electronic pieces. Do you know what I mean? Like if it was benches, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense that there must be a little bit more going on than just here's a thing to pull on.
Right, right.
Peloton in the news.
So Peloton is rolling out a new leaderboard feature.
They sure are. And in fact, you can block other members and hide tags. And boy, am I excited about it. I had a freaking party last week when this came out. I have been asking for this forever. Hey, stalker, you can't send shit to my house and be high-fiving me all the time and think that you don't get blocked. Bitch, that's for you. Yeah, you know who you are. And I know you listen. So that's just for you. I'm over it. Yeah. I'm over it.
It's funny. Like I've heard people like being all apoplectic about this feature. And I'm just like, my first thought is like, what a weird sense of entitlement and privilege you must have. Like if this doesn't affect you, it doesn't affect you. What do you care if somebody else is blocking somebody? And so all I can think is if you're upset about it, is like you were afraid you were going to be blocked by someone that you want to irritate.
Clearly. I mean, what else could possibly be the motivation there? Like, if you aren't being annoying, then you're not going to get blocked. If somebody doesn't like you, then they block you. Like, who cares? Like, how is that any different than any other social media in the world?
Yeah, for sure. And ultimately, it's like, it doesn't change. It's, for me, it doesn't seem like it's any different than people that just don't want to see the leaderboard. Right?
Exactly. Like, right.
Like, why would you have that strong of an opinion? It's going to make the user interface better for some people, and it will change your relationship with the platform not one bit. So to be all clutching your pearls over this is like, I don't know. It's kind of next level douchey. But,
well, I think not only is it douchey, I mean, it says a lot about the people who are upset about it. Like you're trying to annoy someone and you're mad that someone took away your ability to do that.
You're mad that someone is disrupting your ability to disrupt other people.
Yeah.
So I also think. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to talk about the hiding tags feature because
that's what I was going to do.
OK, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that we should also talk about the fact that you can hide tags now. And I think, like, this being an election year, that's very smart. And
I'll be using it. I assure you. Like, there's some things I don't need to see. Like, I mean, you're right. You get to have an opinion. You get to do whatever you want. But I don't need to see it. There's some things I don't agree with and I don't want to see it.
And I think also, like, you know, the last election cycle, they had some real issues with, like, QAnon tags and, like, overtly racist tags. And, like, they should definitely be trying to squash overtly racist tags.
Absolutely. You
know? But I also get that it became a game of whack-a-mole. Like, they would change, you know, they would block one and then they'd change one character and they'd pop back up. And so the ability to hide tags maybe removes this game of whack-a-mole to where if somebody went, not to say that they should turn a blind eye to racist tags, but the stuff that's political, if somebody doesn't like it, they can just block it. And instead of the platform blocking it and then them feeling like, well, I need to change this tag and create a new one, they'll just never really know that individual people have blocked the tag. And if you don't like it, it goes away. And no harm, no foul. So, like, I think this in the long term is probably the better way to go in most instances of tags that people don't like.
I mean, I would agree with that. First of all, anything that's overtly offensive, racist, you know, there's other things that should be taken off as well. But if it's just something that's like your political belief, just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean it should be taken off the platform. And I agree with that as well. So I think this allows people to control what they see because some people just want to get on the bike or just get on the tread and all they want to do is work out and they just don't want to be reminded of the politics. No matter where you are on what side of the issues right now, this is going to be an ugly year when it comes to politics. And so if you can get on your Peloton machinery and not have to think about politics, I think that is a blessing for all of us.
Amen. Peloton has announced their NBA ambassadors.
Yeah. And so what does that mean? Well, here's the deal. We don't actually know because Peloton did not clarify what this meant. NBA did not clarify what this meant. So we don't know. We do know that Peloton is the official fitness partner of the NBA. And we know that these players are being highlighted and they're all big deals. I don't know anything about them, but I've seen their names. So I know they're big deals and they're in the NBA. So they're also a big deal.
I was like, is one of them Meadowlark Limit?
No. Yes. No.
Okay.
But I know everyone who actually follows sports knows them. Like, I've seen Seth Curry. I know that name. I know that. I don't know why I know that name, but I know that name. I don't know Josh Hart. And I know. Okay, no. Okay, so I knew one. I knew one out of four. Yay.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we should also point out we live in a city that doesn't have an NBA team. So it's not something, it's not a sport that we hear about
ever
in the same way we would hear about baseball or hockey or formerly the NFL. And so it's, you know, it's not something that gets as much chatter in St. Louis as it does in other areas.
Literally, but the only time I ever hear any talk about the NBA is when Peloton talks about the NBA. That's it.
Yeah. Although I'm not going to lie. I felt better when you were like, we don't know what this means. Because as I was trying to write like the subject line for this in the show notes, I was like, what does this mean?
No. And reading it. Let me give you even further comfort. Helper B. Nikki couldn't find anything either. So
and she likes the sports.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
So we are hearing rumblings that maybe features similar to what you see on the guide are going to start popping up on Bike Plus and Tread Plus.
Here's what we know. There are a certain amount of users that started seeing the interface that's on the guide on their Bike Plus and their Tread Plus today. Like that happened. Now, do we know, is it a feature? Is it a test, etc.? We don't know that yet. All I have seen is that it looks like it's very few people, so it's looking like a test to us. And how people respond to this test, how they use it, how much they like it. And remember, Peloton can trick every click that you do, not what you just what you say. It's also how you use it. That is probably what is going to determine whether or not we continue to see this. Now, everything that I have heard from people is that they're excited about this because this would allow them to be able to use their Bike Plus or their Tread Plus as basically a replacement for the guide. Like, they can still get the same interface and be able to do strength workouts and see what's coming next, all the cool stuff that's on the guide. But if they don't have a guide, they can't do that.
So isn't there content on the guide that you get first access to?
There is. And we are not seeing that content. Specifically, what we have seen so far is split classes. So like when an instructor has a split program and it's over like 4 days or 3 days, and there's like upper body, lower body, that's where we're seeing this. That's the only classes that are appearing as of today.
Okay, so it's select content. And you're not, it doesn't just automatically turn it your Bike Plus completely into a guide. It's
no.
Just some of the content can bleed over.
It's not, it's the interface. So you see over on the left how it has a counter and it shows you which moves are coming next. Uh-huh. And you see that camera that's showing where the person is in the room. That is what you are getting that's normally on the guide. What you're not getting, okay, at least thus far, is you're not getting the movement tracker. You're not getting the rep counting. All you're seeing is the ability to have the screen. So think about that. That's the camera that is integrated in the machine is able to pick you up now. So, hey, a reason to have the camera back. And also to be able to see what moves are coming up next and the same layout as what you see on the guide.
Gotcha. Do you know, will it have voice commands like the guide has?
Unknown.
Okay. Well, this is very interesting. We'll see how this plays out long term.
We sure will. We'll keep you updated.
Peloton in court.
So we've talked about this a few times over the last couple of weeks, but it looks like the class action settlement has reached a new phase, if you were following along.
So I really didn't understand this. I'll be honest. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. I just saw it and it was recent and I was like, I should grab this. But I didn't get a chance to like dig into it.
OK, so from my understanding of a cursory read of this is this is about the lawsuit for Peloton investors
mm-hmm.
who they were suing on behalf of them because they said that Peloton didn't inform them of the Tread Plus situation quickly enough, and so it affected the stock price and their ability to sell. And so this is part of that $14 million ish settlement, right? And so this seems to be entering the phase where if you are a stockholder during a certain period of time, September 11th, 2020 through May 5th of 2021, it appears to say that you can log on to a special website and file as part of that class action settlement to get your chunk of the $14 million.
You know, we were a stockholder during that time.
Yes, we were. And we still are, actually. But yeah, they have a website listed on here. Hang on, let me look for it. Yeah, it's PelotonSecuritySettlement.com. And I did attempt to go to that website earlier today, but it did not appear to be live. I don't know if that means the website wasn't live yet or I was looking at it at work and like did the work firewall block it for some reason. But the website, if you were a stockholder during that period and you want your chunk of the money, you go to PelotonSecuritySettlement.com and you fill out the form and you get your money. And if you're like, hey, I don't feel right taking Peloton's money. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I'm saying that's to Crystal. The money's already been awarded. So it's not like it will be a larger amount the more people that go and try and get their chunk of it. It's going to be the $14 million minus the legal, you know, the lawyers getting paid divided by how many people go there and make their claims. So like, you're not taking any more money out of Peloton's pocket than has already been taken. At least that's my understanding of how this works.
Okay. And just for your knowledge, Tom, I think that was a work situation. I was able to pull, or at least it's up now. I am able to pull up that website on my computer and the form is there. Like the, and then they tell you how to do it within the FAQ as well.
Gotcha. And we should end this portion of the show by saying we are not lawyers. This is not legal advice. And do what you want.
Yes.
There.
Yes, we should.
We said the thing, so you can't start a new class action lawsuit. Plus, we don't have any money.
There's that.
So coming up after this, we're going to talk to Michael Lindnord, the subject of the new movie, Arthur the King. So stick around.
If you're looking to avoid carbs, it's always a challenge trying to find bread that fits in with your keto lifestyle.
Right, because you want to make sure that it tastes good and you want to make sure it has good ingredients. So I think Hero Bread does both.
Especially when you're in the store, you are overwhelmed with bread choices.
Yes.
And I've had other breads before that claim to have low net carbs, and you are certainly sacrificing taste, texture, size.
Yes.
None of that with Hero Bread.
No, because sometimes on the ones that have the low net carbs, they have like no substance to it.
It's like eating air.
It is. And Hero Bread actually really tasted good, and it felt like a solid piece of bread. Like, I did not feel like I was giving up something.
I was surprised at how big each slice of bread was. Here's the real test of a piece of bread. I didn't make a sandwich with these. I just had toast.
Which you love, because you have toast almost every day.
I do. It was the best textured bread of this sort that I've ever had. And if you're doing the math, it's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and high in fiber.
So don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order.
Go to hero.co and use code TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at HERO.CO.
Clip out. So as we mentioned at the top of the show, we were fortunate enough to get to go to Catalina last week and participate in a press event for the new movie Arthur the King, starring Mark Wahlberg, in theaters March 15th. And we did not, unfortunately, get to meet Mark Wahlberg, but we did get to meet the guy that Mark Wahlberg is playing in the film. So in the middle of the day, so Crystal looks all sweaty and rained on, and she's did you still have mud on your face at this point?
No, I'm pretty sure I had already washed off my face. Like, I did not keep my mud on my face all day. I didn't like the way it felt.
I don't blame you at all. But yeah, we were probably looking like a couple of drowned rats because it started raining halfway through the day. And apparently survival camps make you continue to attempt to survive while it's raining. So anyway, we're going to stop here and talk to Michael Lindnord for a second. So here we go.
Tom O'Keefe and Crystal O'Keefe with the Clip Out podcast. So for people who aren't familiar with adventure racing, can you kind of give us a quick kind of tutorial of what that is?
Yeah, kind of that we did today. We did some ziplining into the bushes, rappelling and stuff like that. That's kind of the adventure part. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is that you do as a team of four. And you take a course, it could be a short course, but like the World Championship, it could be like 400, 500 miles. And it's like running or trekking and biking and paddling. That's the core three discipline. But it's kind of you use your body to transport yourself. And you do as a team at four. So you have at least one female per team. Mm-hmm. Or if you want like three girls, that's also a problem. Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like you do like the Bear Grylls,
yeah.
Right. But you have a bib with your number on.
Okay.
So it's kind of the same thing.
So did you do something before adventure racing that was like kind of got you into the sport?
Yeah, kind of. I was like a normal guy living in Sweden, and I was not talented in any sport. But I did my military service as a kind of Green Beret we have in Sweden. And that's where I find my talent. And my talent is never give up, you know, to do a little extra push. And that was my talent. And then the sport came to Sweden like end of 97 kind of.
Okay.
And I did the first race and I was like, this is it, this is my thing. And it kept me for 20 years, almost 20 years, 19 years.
So what did you transition to when you were done with that?
you know, I kind of stopped because everything with Arthur happened. I did one more year as an athlete, but it was very hard because everyone loves Arthur, and we had the Arthur Foundation and everything with that. But then I was, because I was kicked off my hockey team when I was 17, so I was like, maybe I do a comeback. So I did that as 43 years old, so I did a comeback, took a spot in the team, and went team captain, and actually we won that league, so we were qualified to their Division 1.
Oh, wow.
So I just want to do that because I was, if I can do it after all these years.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the story of Arthur is very special. But like, how did it become not just a story? It became this global story.
I think it went global when we were actually in it.
Okay.
You know, because I didn't know that anyone cared that we have Arthur Wings. But it was nice. At that time, 2014, the internet was kind of booming, and especially on Facebook. So it was like a Facebook post, as I understand, that was posting about we, with the team with Arthur, and our team. And I think that post was exploding kind of around the world, and that was the starting. So the story actually started for the big audience when we were in it.
Okay.
And we have no idea how it would end. So it was, and I was not even thinking like to, first time, not even taking home to Sweden, more like, you know, taking maybe to the finish line, and then that was not even the first point either. It was like he was following us, and we didn't did anything. The only thing that I did acting with him was that we started paddling because we're not allowed to take the dog with us, the volunteer, the staff member said, and so we start paddling. And then when it's like jumping in the water, I was like, I can't do it anymore. So then I took him in. That was the first time I kind of helped him forward. Otherwise, right, he was just following us.
Wow.
So yes, to the finish line, and then obviously to a vet to get the shack. And then we had only 4 days to get all the paperwork. So, have you seen the movie?
We have not seen it yet.
Okay, I don't want to spoil anything, okay. But it is, you know, so many things in the movie is so true to real life. So when I was on set, it was almost like seeing my life a second time.
That was very special.
Yes.
But with someone who wasn't as good looking. Right? I mean, you can say it. You can say it.
Oh, no. I think, like, we, you know, to have people portrayed by Mark Wahlberg, one of the biggest stars, I would say, like, one of the top now, you know, with everything is going on. So it's kind of, you can't even dream stuff like that. So
for
it's,
sure.
It's, for me, now I'm doing this all my time. Like, this is really happening. But when I see the posters in Los Angeles and everywhere, like, what have you done, you know? But also, like, the thing with this movie is it's not so much about me, Mark. It's about Arthur. And the thing is not Arthur, it's not with us anymore, but there are a lot of other authors out there. So I think this movie will inspire people to get their own author.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Instructors in the news.
Well, we have lots of Peloton fertility news this week.
Yes, we do.
So let's start with Emma Lovewell is having a baby.
She is preggers, as they say. And she had just the cutest little announcement with the little tiny hiking boots getting added. Oh, my God. I love it. Huge congrats to her and her fiance, and wish everybody well. And can't wait to see how her pregnancy goes and her new little baby.
And then we also found out that Matty Majacomo and his fiance Evan have an egg donor.
Yes. So freaking exciting. I can't wait to hear how this goes. I'm sending them all the good wishes and hoping that it is a smooth fertility journey for them because, oh my God, wouldn't they make the cutest dads? Ugh, just adorable.
And then we should also point out that Katie Wong had an announcement this week.
She did. She's going to be out for a few weeks while she is freezing her eggs. And so she will be back on the leaderboard. But if you see that she's gone and not sure why, that's why. She had put it on her story. So for those people that are wondering, no worries. She will be back.
And hopefully she doesn't live in Alabama.
Zing.
So Susie Chan announced this week that her book will be out in June.
June 6th. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't wait to read it.
Maybe you'll look out and get one early like you did some of the other folks.
Oh, that would be so excited.
Bex Gentry completed the Tokyo Marathon last week.
She did, with an amazing time. A time that I couldn't even hope to have a half marathon finished within. She did an amazing job. 2 hours, 52 minutes, and 30 seconds. Now, keep in mind, this is her first marathon postpartum and her sixth and final world major marathon. So huge congrats to Bex Gentry.
So we should probably also talk about the world majors real quick if people are curious what they are and how it works.
Well, I thought this was fun because Runner's World magazine posted like a list of easiest to hardest ranking. Because now keep in mind, this is highly subjective. And I will also say it is in the running world, like one of the biggest arguments ever. Like people constantly debate this, but they compiled tons and tons of responses. But they also looked at the flatness of the course. They looked at like what the temperatures are typically that time of year, wherever the marathons are take place, etc. Like they took a lot of different things into consideration. And here's how they rank. The easiest is Berlin. The second easiest is Chicago, followed by Tokyo, then London, then Boston, then New York. That's not terrifying at all.
Not at all. You like hard things.
I do like hard things. Yeah. We still haven't actually shared that with people, so.
And finally, for this segment, Hannah Corbin is celebrating 10 years with Peloton.
Huge congrats to Hannah. It's really cool to see all these instructors that have been with Peloton for 10 years, since the beginning. What a ride.
Yeah, it's amazing how many of them are racking up full decades.
It is. I mean, it has been a wild ride. It really has.
For sure. Coming up after this, we're going to tell you about the newest artist series, who it features, and have even more competitor news for you, so stick around.
Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each, so nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
For your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
Well, this should be very popular. The latest artist series features Olivia Rodrigo.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Oh my God. I love her so much. I love her so much. For those of you who have no idea who this is, Billie Lenore, I'm looking at you. She sang the song Driver's License. You remember that a couple years ago? It came out and like it was everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I love that song so much. And then I started listening to the rest of her songs and they are so like angsty. Like it's perfect. It's like singer-songwriter. They're like really lyrically driven, really well-written songs. And then they've got these like really fun like kicks to them, like with the music, the actual background music.
Right.
And I love her so much. And of course, she has her new album out this year called Guts. And so I'm super excited about this one. My only sadness is that it is like, to me, Mariana Fernandez should be doing the run for this one. I don't know why, but in my head, either that or Maddie MiGiacomo, because Maddie MiGiacomo is the first person on the Peloton platform that played Olivia Rodrigo for me. And I fell in love with her.
Gotcha. And Billie Lenore, keep your fingers crossed. We're still pulling for a Dream Theater artist series. So Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Will you take a class if that happens, Tom?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Checking out the competition.
Well, it's nice to see that it's not just Peloton who faces class action lawsuits.
I agree. So apparently, Facebook users who have a Body membership and streamed workout videos on Beachbody.com or Body by Beachbody app are all affected. So the attorneys that are with classaction.org say that they have reason to believe that Body, formerly known as Beachbody, may have been using a tracking tool on its website and app to secretly transmit details about certain users and videos they've watched to Facebook. And now they're gathering paid members to take action over this privacy violation, potential privacy violation.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I do wonder, like, what some of the stuff I don't get why it's that big of a deal.
Well, sure. I agree with that.
It's like, yeah, Facebook knows what you've been looking at. I didn't think that was secret information.
I think what might be secret or what might be at play here is that if you don't have the little, you know how it says, like, here's what we're collecting from you. And if you don't have that properly documented, then I think that's the issue.
Oh, it's the, hey, we forgot to put up the warning in 3-point font mm-hmm. that you have to click if you want to use anything. It's not even something you can truly negotiate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, so many of these suits are very silly, and I would say that it's very possible this is one of those.
Yeah, I mean, they will probably still win, but that doesn't make it any less silly sometimes.
Agreed.
And I will say, if there's something about this that we don't understand, I would love to hear what it is. Like, there could be something going on that if we understood the full ramifications, we'd be like, dear Lord, that's awful. Like, I'm willing to hear that. But at first blush, I don't really get why this is a big deal.
I think that's fair. That's a good point.
Past guest update.
We have a past guest update from Laura Watts.
Yeah, I thought this was really cool. Laura was featured recently in Women's Running Magazine, and they did a whole feature about how she's done Badwater at least twice. I think she's doing that again this time. I think she's doing it this year for her third run at it. She's just a lovely lady. We had so much fun talking to her. She lives in the UK, and I'm pretty sure this magazine is also located in the UK. So if you're not familiar with it, it doesn't appear to be available online. But Laura did post pictures of the article on her Instagram, and we will have those in our newsletter and as part of the show notes as well.
Well, congrats to her.
Huge congrats.
New content.
Okay, it is time for the TCO Top 5, where you chime in.
Wait.
Oh, bingo.
That's right. Bingo number two. This week, bingo number two is Andy Spears.
Okay. Now it's time for the TCO Top 5, where you chime in with your favorite classes. So if you didn't chime in and you're trying to figure out the best way to utilize your Peloton membership and you're overwhelmed with content to choose from, this is where we step in and try to point you in the right direction. So item number one this week is your favorite Peloton ride.
No shock here. This comes from Jen Sherman, the 30-minute epic sing-along ride from March 3rd. So many people mentioned this class. It was very, very loved. Nancy Nilsson, also known as Packers Fan, said the only problem with this ride is it wasn't longer. Several instructors, Kendall, Rebecca, Andy, Kirsten, and Dennis, were in the class as well. The energy was great, and it was so much fun to sing along with at home, as it was with all the ballads you love to sing your heart out to. Don't miss this class if you want to sing and smile.
Awesome. Well, coming in at number two, it's your favorite Peloton walk.
Again, no surprise, a 20-minute country pop walk with Maddie. This took place on February 27th, and Diana Williams-Rosas found this class so inspiring. She said it was going to church. That's a lot of church. She said she just wanted to scream hallelujah to the uplifting playlist. In addition to a warm-up to Life's About to Get Good by Shania Twain and a cool down to Something Better's Coming by Leanne Rimes, the main 16 minutes of work in this class included progressive walking and power walking. Okay, so I love Maddie, but even Maddie can't get me to listen to Shania Twain.
Mm-mm-mm. And your third suggestion is your favorite Peloton outdoor run.
Okay, so this is going back a little bit to November 6, 23. It was a 30-minute New York City 5 borough run, Brooklyn, with Jess King. Katrina Noplos enjoyed this run, especially because she's training for the New York City Marathon. What better way to get a head start, as Jess pointed out? So Jess encouraged running with a purpose, but also like you want to party, and referred to Brooklyn as the epicenter of cool, which is how you will look when you're running down the road. I remember this one. This was one of my favorites, and it included like the Beastie Boys, and it was so fun. This was a great one.
Number four, your favorite Peloton strength class.
Okay, so this goes back to November also. It was November 10th. It was a 20-minute disco Pilates with Kristen McGee. And Carrie Gormley said this class really worked the core, had a great playlist, and had a fun way to end the class. We're not going to give away the ending, but check out the playlist and consider the possibilities. Or better yet, take the class and find out.
And finally, your unstackable of the week.
This is a first featured unstackable instructor with Hannah Frankson taking the lead from November. Woo, I need some sleep. From February 15th of 24, it was a 30-minute Tabata ride. So this class left people in a puddle and you would not want to pair this. We heard from Sonia Norman, who said that she loved the class and its results, but also felt a little duped. She said when she started the class, she thought it was a 20-minute class, and then realized when Hannah was describing the layout, it was actually 30 minutes. But here's the good news. She was so glad she stuck it out and finished because she felt a great sense of accomplishment afterwards. And I also want to point out that typically Darcy, Helper B. Darcy, writes this up every week for us. And Helper B. Tina decided to do a little test backup, and this was her first time writing the article. So thank you to both of those ladies.
Absolutely. So let's take a look at this week in Peloton for some more class suggestions.
Okay, so first of all, there is a 30-minute ride coming up with Ben Aldis to celebrate UK Mother's Day. Actually, there's three classes, so that's the first one. There's also going to be a live 30-minute walk plus run with Jermaine Johnson and a yet-to-be-released class with Susie Chan to celebrate the special woman in your life you think of as a mom. There's also new lane break levels. I'm pretty excited about this because there's going to be some Green Day classes on the lane break.
Get some Dookie on your bike.
Exactly.
You get some row stuff out there.
We do. It's going to be a focus flow for rowers. So we're going to see some new focus flows for rowing. And it looks like this is going to be a really cool one because the yoga session is led by Kira, but Ash is going to be taking the class as well. Teaching the class as well.
If it's for rowers, mm-hmm. It should be called a focus float.
That's fair. That's fair.
And they should spell it F-L-O-W-T.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, they should. Next time.
And we've also got some new strength classes.
Yeah, some more extra 10 classes specifically, which is perfect because you can tack this on to a different kind of workout, or you could string together several of the strength workouts for different body parts. You could do it a couple different ways. So very cool. Love these extra 10s.
And we have a new series from Logan Aldridge, Just Tabata.
Okay, so this is going to be intense. I have a feeling this is going to show up as an unstackable very soon. Okay, so here's the deal. It's going to be all strength classes, and it's going to be all Tabata. So when I say strength classes, think things like push-ups, overhead presses, squats, burpees, etc. It's going to be 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest, 8 times through. You're going to die. That's basically what's going to happen. Death by Tabata.
It will be the last Peloton class you ever take.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say that Helper B, Nikki, put together a new hashtag. And that new hashtag is Death by Logan. I also wanted to say about Logan's new class. This was really cool. Right after he did his first Just Tabata series, he went live and he was talking about how in the class, there are beeps that are embedded in the class that help give audio audio cues, so that people know when to stop and start, so they know when to go and when to rest. He also indicated that he's been working with the audio team for a while to make sure that this happens and that maybe we might see that these audio cues show up in other classes at some point in the future.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And also Irene Kamer has a new core class coming.
She does. Strong core, strong body, number 2. People have been excited about this. Keep in mind, it's going to be in German. Also, keep in mind, from all the people that have taken classes so far, we did, I think it was Chris Perrone. Yes, he did a like overview of this after he took the class. And he said, like, even when it's in German, like, it's no problem. Easy to follow along. So subtitles make it easy. It's easy to follow the subtitles. Like, no problem.
Peloton is also celebrating Women's History Month.
Yeah, this is going to be a different kind of spin on it, if you will. They're going to be spotlighting remarkable contributions of women in music, and there's going to be special classes all month long. And so there's going to be vocal legends, there's going to be women in rock, and there's also going to be women who mix and femme power. So lots of fun classes to look for.
Awesome. Coming up after this, we're going to talk to Celestine Rojas. And if you want tips for how to take German classes when you don't speak German, like we were just talking about, she has cracked the code. So stick around.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Celestine Rojas. Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you guys in person. I say in person, virtually.
Yeah. As close as we can get at this moment.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, we're so happy to have you here. Take me back in time. How did you originally find Peloton and decide, okay, I'm going to try this?
Well, as many people, it happened pretty much during COVID. I had heard about Peloton at work. It was at the gym. They had Peloton bikes, but I was one of those gym people that'd be like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going to do that. I have to, because I've been always more strength girly. But then when the gyms closed down and we couldn't go to the gym, I couldn't go to any of the hiking trails because I'm an avid hiker as well. It was kind of like, what do I do? And my husband, he started using the app on the garage and just lifting weights. I think he was doing Andy Spears' program. And he was like, you really need to check it out. And I was like, no, I refuse. I would be in work meetings and the Hollywood producers would be talking about how they got this and they love AT and Cody. And I was like, these guys, it's just cycling. Like, no. And of course, sure enough, I checked out the app. I love the strength classes. And Andy's was one of the first ones that I started taking. And then it was almost my birthday and my husband's like, why don't you get the bike? Everything is still closed down. We can't go hiking. I got it and the rest is pretty much history.
Wow.
So how long did that take? Because if you're doing this during the pandemic, that was the really rough time to get one.
Yeah,
exactly. I got mine in November of 2020.
Okay. When did you order it?
Yeah, what was the yeah, that's the real question.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the thing. I was one of those people who was like, okay, I want the bike now to get the bike plus. I was going to have to wait till March to get it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's ridiculous. So I ended up getting the OG bike. Was cheaper, right? Which that was another factor that I thought it was just seemed like an overpriced machine to get for your house. But I didn't really know until I actually started using it, you know?
Yeah.
And the Peloton bike, I mean, some of my first classes, I think I did like a power zone class first with Matt Whippers, not even knowing what the heck I was getting into. And then I like slowly started finding, you know, other instructors at the time. Cody was one of like my favorites because it's like I have to have fun when I'm working out. And if I'm not having fun, I'm not going to enjoy myself. But
you won't keep coming back if you don't. If you're not enjoying it, you're not going to show up the next day.
Exactly. And I'm like one of those people that works out every day, pretty much. I have to do some kind of movement, whether it be going out for a walk or something. This Peloton's really helped keep me accountable. And that's what I really love about it. I also have a tread now, too, as you can see behind me.
Yes,
right there.
I do see that. I do.
So do you still have a bike or did you get a bike
both.
Plus?
They're in their separate rooms.
Oh, they don't share a room. Okay.
Yeah, no, they have their own vibes.
Like, do they fight? Like, ours get along just nicely.
I like keeping them separate. That way, like, my husband, if he wants to hop on the tread, he can. And I can be over taking a live class on the bike in the other room.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
That makes sense. I know sometimes I'll come downstairs and use the tonal while Crystal's on bike or the tread, and it's so loud.
Yeah,
you're so loud.
I am loud. Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna jam. If I'm gonna do it, it's gonna be up super loud. And besides, you just listen to your podcast anyway while you work out,
which works out well, because if I was trying to listen to music, it would just be a mess.
Yeah,
but now it's just like I'm listening to a podcast while they're listening to Pink in the background. So, works out okay. It's got a score.
It's got exactly. Yeah. I jazz it up for you, Tom. You're welcome. Okay, but I want to know what the thing was that like pulled you in. Like, how did you originally start taking the classes? Like, what made you like, fine, I'll try a strength class and do this?
The routine, because I was working out in my backyard. I had all my weights and stuff, and it just kind of started to get boring, not being able to go to the gym. And you know, and then I started seeing how the classes just, they were so fun. They were engaging and the instructors were really inspiring. And now, I mean, I represent one of those communities. I represent the community of Camila Ramon, the Mila Mafia. And it's just completely changed my life. Like everything, it's just completely different. I'm from Chile and Camila Ramon is from Argentina, as you should know, right?
Yes. She's like, you should know.
Yes. Just in case.
I assure you, she knows. She can give you the last four of her social security number, too. She knows. She
we'll
knows.
Do that off air.
She knows the things.
Just kidding.
But for me personally, it's the Latin instructors. They're the ones that really brought me in. It first started with Mariana, to be honest.
Oh,
with
I love her.
Yoga. I was like, she's only doing yoga. I'm taking it. I don't do yoga, but I'm going to do it because I want to be there for her to represent the community. And she was the first one to teach Spanish yoga classes. And then we had Rad with the strength. And then when Camila came around and to be on the bike, was the bike first. And then the tread, oh my gosh, it was like a dream came true. Camila has completely changed the way I see fitness. Before, you know, growing up in Chile, it's always about shrinking your body. And I lived in a city right by the beach in Viña del Mar. And it's typical beach city, probably kind of like Miami or something like that. It's like always about your physical appearance more than anything. It was always a big struggle with me, trying to fit into that mold and everything. And then with having Camila Ramon come in and be like, wear the shorts, be happy with the way your body is right now. It's just like, yes, I'm going to start doing that. And she has completely changed that for me. I mean, I feel like I look at fitness completely different. It's about being healthy and being strong and just loving myself the way I am. And if I want to eat the croquetas or have the ice cream or whatever, it's fine. I don't think, oh my gosh, I just ate 500 calories.
Okay, for those of us who don't speak Spanish, what is a croqueta?
It's Cuban food. There's like chicken and ham. It's fried on the outside.
Okay.
And in the inside, the texture is kind of like mashed potato-y.
Oh.
Kind of creamy, kind of like. It's really good. They're like the size of like a finger size kind of thing. And you eat like four of them, six of them. The chicken ones are a little bigger. I would say it's like finger food.
Okay.
Fast food-ish kind of like, but it's very typical Cuban food. If you go to Miami or California, if you go to Portos, they have them there. And so good. You have to try.
Okay. I will be on the lookout. Yes. The next time I am anywhere near one of those cities, I'm going to try one.
And I'm Chilena. For me to like that food is something also like completely changed for me.
That's interesting as well. I'm really curious, kind of going backwards. You said that when you first thought about getting a bike, it sounded like ridiculously expensive. I know. Yes. You've changed your mind. But if you were talking to somebody who's telling you there's no way I'm getting that bike and you were like, no, listen, it's life changing. What would you tell them? Like, what would be your rationale to help people know it's a good decision, assuming they can afford it, of course?
Well, the first thing I would actually tell them to do for them to go and check out my reels. I made a whole bunch of funny ass reels of all of the instructors. Some of them, obviously, you can tell which ones are my favorites.
Yes.
And just seeing those snippets, people are like, you just gave me a reason to get the Peloton. You just gave me a reason to get that bike. And I'm not only, I am drinking more than the Kool-Aid because I actually go to the gym too. And I take the Peloton app and I'm one of those few people that actually uses the gym workouts via the Peloton apps. There's no excuse for somebody to tell me that they can't do Peloton because I'm like, if you can't get the bike, you can rent it. You can always rent it. You can use my referral code. But, and if they're in New York, obviously go to a class, then that I know that will change your mind. And I feel like there's a Peloton instructor for everybody.
Yes.
I've always been a true believer of you have to take all of the classes of all instructors. Even if you don't speak German, take it anyways. Before the Spanish instructors were on the platform, and I wanted really good to listen to some really good Spanish rock, I actually would take Eric Jaeger's classes.
Really?
I don't speak German. His playlists are amazing because he goes to Brazil a lot. So he knows a lot about South American Spanish rock.
Wow.
And that attracted me to him. He was the first one to play, I don't know if you guys know Argentinian rock, but
no.
He was the first one to play Fabulosos Cadillac on Peloton. And for me, that was huge. I was like, what?
Say it again for me. What was it?
Los Fabulosos Cadillacs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
They're a very popular band, Argentinian rock.
That's fascinating. So,
I'm a rock girly at heart, but Camila has me into a reggaetonera now.
Are they kind of like blues-based rock or?
No.
I was just curious because like there's a band that's blues-based rock called Fabulous Thunderbirds.
You thought it was like a play on that?
I thought maybe it was a riff on that.
I don't know. Their music has like a lot of beats in it too. It makes you think like you're out like in a carnival, but mixed with rock. And it's just like, it's just this whole vibe. And it's just
the rhythm's getting you right now. You're going to start dancing right now.
I can just throw a song out there to you guys to go listen to after this. And you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, don't play it here. We can't afford the rights.
Yeah. We cannot. That's true.
We're going to get slapped with an ASCAP BMI suit. We don't need that.
Well, I mean, the Argentinian rock in general is like, honestly, it's the best rock in Latin America for me personally.
Yeah.
It's the best. Like Soda Stereo, there are so many amazing bands. To have Spanish instructors on the platform playing those on a regular basis, to me, it's just like, I feel seen and I love it. It's amazing to hear my language on the screen and hear the other languages too. I'm one of those people, like I said, I will take German classes. I like taking Asal's classes too.
Yeah.
Strength classes with her. She's really good.
Do you take the classes that they have the subtitles at the bottom? Or do you know enough German to be able to take? Like, how would you take a German class with us all if, are you just watching what she's doing?
Exactly. I just follow what I see her doing on the screen. I usually have like either the tread or the bike casting to one of the TV screens in the room. And so I can look at it either angle and I just follow what she's saying. And I kind of can catch some of the things she's saying. So on the bike, what I do for the German classes, this is my life hack. I turn on the Google translating app on my phone and I put it in the German and I hit the button. While I'm riding, I can hear what Erica Jaeger or Benny Adami is saying. And I'm like, oh,
I love
that's
that.
Great.
That's fantastic.
So that leads me to my next immediate thought. Are you translating it into Spanish or into English?
Oh, great question.
I actually translated it into English, not Spanish, because I feel like it looks better. With the Spanish, sometimes it doesn't hit all the right translation. It's like, what does this say?
And I feel like you know? German is a little closer to English. It's less of a leap.
That like, makes
yeah.
sense. Yeah.
Like if you were translating exactly. German into Spanish, it reminds me, I'm going to nerd out here for okay. a second. Oh. There's an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000
okay.
where they... That's the show where they like watch bad movies and then they make fun of it in real time. They do an episode of Hamlet that was filmed in Germany. They translated Shakespeare into German. And then when they repurposed it for American audiences, they didn't just use the original Shakespeare. They translated the German translation of Shakespeare back into English.
Holy Whoa. Cannoli. Yeah. yeah that my,
why insane. Would you do that?
My head hurts now.
And it's a hot mess. But in a fun way.
In a fun way. It makes yeah. sense to do it that way.
Yeah.
I love that though.
I've always been stunned that there aren't more Spanish language classes on Peloton. Because I mean,
yes. I think there's a lot more than you realize, Tom.
It's gotten better.
Okay. It has gotten a lot better, but I'm not saying they don't need more. I think you should speak to that, Celestine. But yeah. I feel like just we don't talk about it because I don't have the knowledge gotcha. To talk about it. That's my bad.
It's not on my radar in the same way.
Right.
It's out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah. But I'd like to hear your thoughts
about the amount of Spanish language classes on the platform.
Obviously, we have Spanish classes every Wednesdays. Camila actually has, it's kind of like your own Latin party. It's all in Spanish and she plays different kinds of music and everything. And we have a lot of people in the community that a lot of you guys know, and they don't speak a peep of Spanish. And they show up to the classes because it's a vibe. It's fun. You don't have to understand everything. You can just choose to follow somebody you know and follow their cadence and resistance is a good rule of thumb.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Or do
the Google thing that I mentioned.
Yeah.
For sure.
Those are great ideas.
Those are great tips for people that want to venture into that world of classes that aren't in their native tongue. But
yeah. I want to use some of this to repurpose into an article. We'll give you credit. But man, these are great ideas because there's a lot of people that don't know this. That's really such a fantastic way to spread the word of like, here's how you can still enjoy these classes.
And the other thing I was going to say is one thing that Peloton hasn't done yet that they really need to do is they need to have live Spanish classes on the tread. They currently do not offer live content in Spanish. It's only on demand. And for the tread, it's only with Camila Ramon. Even though Mariana Fernandez is on the tread, they have yet to schedule her in a Spanish. Well, she's not even on the regular schedule, which is a shame. I feel like she's an amazing runner. There's so much knowledge. Mariana's like, to me, in a way, when I see her on the tread, she's like the Latin version of Matt Wolpers with knowledge about how to become a runner and all of that.
I agree, but I also think she has this light to her and she's always so soothing. I think she's amazing and I love her. And I wish she had meditations in English because she only has Spanish meditations and I love her so much. I want to take her meditations. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to have to try your Google Translate.
That seems weird for a meditation.
I know, but I'm still going to try it because I really love Mariana.
It's just her voice.
It is her voice.
Her voice is so She's amazing soothing. And soothing. I mean, when I think of Mariana, not on the tread, but just in general as a person, she's magical. She's just magic. When you meet her, her hugs and everything, she's just so beautiful. She's such a beautiful person. I actually sometimes I'll take the time to translate reels for the community and I put them up on our Mila Mafia account or on my account. If there's something that I find that it means a lot or maybe it's funny, a lot of times it's funny, I'll go in and I'll put those translations up there for people.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To me, the hopes is that you guys will take more of these classes and check them out.
I love that. Sure. Yeah, I love that. What a great idea. So many great ideas to be able to enjoy it. I really appreciate all those tips.
Absolutely. Because if people are always looking for new ways to utilize Peloton, and that just opens up a whole avenue for them.
It does. We're trying to encourage people to take classes with all the instructors this year. We have a bingo game going.
Bingo.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that don't even have their language settings to include German instructors or Spanish instructors. So there's people that are just missing completely. And it is wonderful that the Latin community feels seen. But I think that we as a community, the larger Peloton community, could do a better job of making sure those instructors feel seen, to your point.
Yes.
And I feel like I have not done enough with that personally. I think that's something I need to work on. So I'm really glad of all these ideas.
And I forgot to mention, but Strength, Red Lopez, too, like his classes are, he's such a beautiful person. I'm actually lucky enough that I actually got to meet all three of them because I've been to Peloton Studios. I went last year.
Yeah.
We did a Mila Mafia takeover. And actually, it was weird, but I met Red Lopez not in class. I met him at the Starbucks outside of the studio.
Hilarious.
I was at Starbucks and he was walking in. And I saw him come in and I opened the door. I'm such a weirdo. And I said in Spanish, "Destiny made us meet today." He was just like this beautiful, bright smile. And he's such a wonderful guy. So nice and approachable and everything.
I haven't gotten to talk to him. One time we were in New York. This was like when the pandemic, like the studio was still under lockdown and we stopped by the new studio and he was being escorted out by his guards. And I was like, oh, I totally know who that is. But
he was real new at the time.
He was super new.
It was funny that he had not bagged on him, but we were surprised he had the escort because we were like, I don't know that anybody really knows who he is just yet. He had been there for such a brief period of time.
He hadn't blown up yet. It was like a real eye opener for me to see how they had changed everything.
Protocol.
Yes, because prior to the pandemic, there was none of that.
Because I was even like, he'd probably be happy that someone recognized him at this point, right? It's like, it's still a novelty. He hasn't been there long enough yet.
He's not jaded.
Dental hasn't even kicked in. Like, he'll take it. But yeah, she was just like, I'm not going to do it.
No, I felt weird about it.
See, that's how I was when we were at the American Airline Lounge.
Next to Mickey Dolenz.
And Mickey Dolenz sat down next to me. And I was like, I can't talk to Mickey Dolenz. And he's literally like two seats over from me. And I'm just like, no, he'll know. My computer, like, hang on, I'm going to take out my camera. I'll show you the back of my computer. And I'm like on my computer. I'm like, Mickey Dolenz is going to file a damn restraining order if I go over and try and talk to him.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where it was just like we wanted to see the new building and we just wanted to see it. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know. It felt weird when he had his armed security guards walking to the little his car. I just felt weird about it.
Get shot.
I know. I was just like, it feels very stalkery. Yeah. Like I was hanging out there specifically for that. You know?
People were doing.
Yeah, people did do that. Yeah. That's the other thing. And that made me feel uncomfortable, too, because, again, that's very different than how things used to be. So it just felt I was just uncomfortable with the whole thing. But anyway, Rad's awesome. I haven't actually had a conversation with the man, but I love his classes. He seems very nice.
I wish that he would put him on the tread or the bike or something. I kind of see him more being on the tread, but I can keep wishing.
I know that. Yeah. I just hope for more tread instructors in general. I feel like there's plenty of bike instructors. Yeah. They need to spread it out.
Even I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your leaderboard name?
It's Celestine _. That's it. I really wanted it just to be Celestine, right? But
somebody
it was
had
taken
it.
By somebody who doesn't even use Peloton. So yeah,
that's
Celestine
the worst.
_.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's sad.
That always sucks when somebody takes it and have given up. Yeah.
I'm the only Celestine that has probably thousands of workouts on the platform there.
That's how we'll
Pretty
find
easy
you.
To find.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I feel like we know who the favorite instructor is based on your admin duties. So we can skip over that one.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see the wall behind me.
Yes.
Because I was at the Peloton Elite Tour and I was actually one of the first people to receive leaderboard award. I don't know if you can see over there.
That's awesome.
One of the awards.
Yeah, it's so
and
cool.
I took that from the event. So there were some people, there was like a high five crowd or something.
Yeah.
And they were holding these things and with the leaderboards. And I snagged the Never Knocked Out Crew one for that community and then the Mila Mafia one.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Do you have any advice for people who are just entering the world of Peloton?
To not take it so seriously. Just try out all of the instructors. Look for the kind of music that you like to listen to. Check out every discipline. Do not be afraid. Don't tell yourself, oh, I can't do yoga or power zone. No, like you have to test everything out. At the end of the day, you're at home, I'm assuming, and no one else is going to see you putting in those workouts or what you're wearing. You have to really check it all out and see what you like. Join communities. Communities will be the best way for you to kind of figure out, feel like you belong somewhere. Because sometimes I feel like in the gym, for example, you don't really belong anywhere.
Right.
Everybody has their headphones on. They're focused on their workout. But in our world, I feel like you go online and you can go and join Facebook groups, like even your guys's group. which I'm in, of course, or the Mila Mafia one. And the rest is history. It's just a matter of just taking that first step. And the motivation, it's not always there. But as long as you get on that bike, one little pedal in and you're good. You know that you'll get into it eventually.
Yeah, I love that advice. And I think it's important to remember that even if, like, you join a group and it doesn't feel like your vibe, they're a very different vibe in a different group, because I feel like they all have different personalities, similar to how the instructors have different personalities.
Which stands to reason.
It does. Yeah. It does. And I think they kind of coalesce around those instructor personalities. And so you tend to find your people in those groups. Keep trying if you don't click with one right away.
Absolutely.
And can I say that one advice is to not join the OPP posting your content.
I think people suss that out pretty quick.
Many people learn. I feel bad. It just, maybe take it as an area to find other groups, subgroups from there, but don't make that your area to be posting your workouts and
join
stuff.
Join it, just... but mute it.
Yes.
Yes.
And that way you can go look at it when you need to, but you don't have to like... see it when you're not
exactly
ready.
And don't post there ever unless you want to get yelled at. If you're just in a mood to be abused, then that's your fetish. Your call.
We don't know kink shaming.
Exactly. Do what you gotta do.
Well, exactly.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. Before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you in all the places. I'm assuming you want to be found because you're an admin. You talk about your reels and stuff.
You can find me as Celestine on Insta, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Threads.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us
today. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next week, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalD O'Keefe. They can find me on all the socials and the Peloton leaderboard at ClipOutCrystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. So while you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our Patreon at patreon.com/TheClipOut, where you can get ad-free episodes, all sorts of bonus content. And if we get them early, you get them early. And yeah, help out the show. And we greatly appreciate it. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep pedaling.
And running.
And running.